Take a peek behind the curtain. It's Your Gig Is Showing.
Unusually so that we're on time here at the FM, but I have a guest in the studio with me, Josh Worthington Church. Morena.
Morena.
For Exploding Rainbow Orchestra Songbook Volume 4.
Yes.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
So I'm really looking forward to this show because a couple of years ago came to the one at Neck of the Woods with Don McGlashan.
Yeah. I've been thinking about those earlier shows a bit recently.
Yeah, it was hot as hell.
It's super crowded. It's a lot of people to cram in in a space like that.
Well, that was in the audience. There's a lot of people in the orchestra.
Yeah, I know. That's what I mean. Right.
What a brilliant show. What a great concept.
I'm glad you felt that, yeah.
And you're the man out front. You're doing the conducting of the orchestra.
Yes, I'm the one blocking everyone's view.
And it is 35-piece orchestra?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, so let's just get down to some of the basics. You've probably answered these questions a million times, but where do you get these musicians from? Where are they from?
I mean, they're from Tamaki. It's interesting cross section of the scene, I suppose. Like I studied here quite a while ago now, actually, at the jazz school. So
yes,
that's sort of, I guess, a core of the connections that I've formed. So a lot of the people are people that I've met through that or through playing in indie bands and that sort of stuff.
First of all, I mean the orchestra.
Yeah.
That's the orchestra, right?
Yes, that's the orchestra. Yeah, for sure. And then as far as like, you know, like when we started, I didn't know any cello players and now I know several. You know, it becomes like if you can, you know enough people to fill, say, two-thirds of those seats, then you go, well, I need a bunch of violins. So you go to the one violin player you know and go, you must know some more.
A couple of more violinists.
Find me some violinists.
Gee, what a huge gig it is, though, because for them, how do they go about, as an orchestra, learning what they have to do for the gigs? Do they have many rehearsals?
Not many, but it's the idea, I think, just because it's the nature of kind of how it works is we essentially can't afford to pay people for like an extensive rehearsal period. So we make
all
it work.
All the space, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, it's the logistics of that balloons quite significantly when you're dealing with that many people. So the way I've found to do it is to put a lot of time and care into how the music gets written. So making sure everyone's charts are incredibly legible, straightforward.
Who does those?
So the arrangements are done by orchestra members. They sort of get farmed out to, because it's a lot of like a big part of all this was, you know, I even through high school studying music and things like that, you sort of get introduced to the idea of arranging for large ensembles. And they keep sort of drip feeding you little bits of it. And it's like, oh, that's kind of exciting, you know, the scale of it and the possibilities. And then you get out of the school system and it's like, that just sort of vanishes.
It's not really an art that you'd use that often.
Yes, exactly. And that seemed a shame. So, and there's a lot of people who play in the band who are friends of mine who are phenomenal, like incredible, really interesting, capable arrangers. So a big part of the show is, you know, as well as showcasing the songwriters and what they do, it's showcasing the arranging work.
The arranging.
Yeah.
Is there anything like this internationally that happens?
I'm sure.
To see this taken to the world.
Yeah. I'd love to see it taken out of Auckland even. But
yeah, taken out of your truth. Let's start locally. Yeah.
It's a large ensemble. Like, it's not like we invented any deep concepts or anything. I don't know about the format.
The format is, I think, is quite unique. Not that I've been to anything.
Yeah. I don't know. And I do, you know, without courting too much sort of arrogance, I it is hard for me to imagine a scene that's not the scene here producing something that works in quite the way this, like, just the level of collaboration, the breadth
Huge,
of it,
yeah.
it is really, that feels quite special.
Yeah, it is very special. So if you've never been to Exploding Rainbow Orchestra gig, please go, because it really is a once in a lifetime, and then next year, go again. It's just such a great experience to go and be part of it, except for those costumes. No.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
No, they look good. They're great.
No, I haven't.
Except they look like you. Do you use them again? Do you reuse them?
Yeah, I wash them.
Yeah, good. Okay.
Yeah, of course.
Are they the same ones?
Yeah.
Well, they're even better.
It's not particularly cheap fabric.
Is it not?
Nah.
Not nylon. I thought you were going to actually burst into flame at some point.
No, I don't think it's flammable. God, I should really look into things like that.
Really, that was a left of centre thought process there.
Well, but, yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to take your guests this time around, all very, very eclectic guest lists that you have. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to take you through a little list.
Yes.
And you can tell me who these – I know who most of them are. Some of them I don't, but maybe – I believe Matthew Crawley did these descriptives.
Yes, he did.
It's a very Matthew Crawley list, okay?
Yeah.
I'll start with – these are the special guests for Exploding Rainbow Orchestra Songbook Volume 4. Supreme R&B virtuoso.
Bailey Wiley.
Sophisticated soulful songstress.
Crystal Chan.
Aotearoa's trailblazing rap provocateur.
A damn native.
Dream weaving pure voiced.
Oh, who's that? Dream weaving pure voiced.
We'll leave that one.
Come back to that.
High energy hip hop boss.
Jess B.
Badass drumming singer-songwriter rock star.
Katie Everingham.
Party pop wonder.
Lady Hawk.
Pacific neo-psychedelic innovator.
Liao.
Genre-bending glitchy art pop multi-instrumentalist.
Lee.
The cathartic and sacred sound of.
Reb Fountain.
Off-kilter jangle fuzz guitar popster.
Reuben Scott.
Okay, you only got one. You've got one that you didn't get. Dream weaving, pure voiced. It's the only one that you haven't mentioned.
No, because we also haven't said Steve Abel.
Oh.
Who would have come right at the end of that.
Okay, melancholic maestro of Parliament.
Yeah, yeah, that's Steve.
Right, yeah, missed out Steve. Okay.
Yeah.
So this.
Hina.
You got it.
Hina is the clear voice. Ah, okay.
Dream weaving, pure voice.
Dream weaving, pure voice. That's tricky. This is going to sound critical of Matthew. It's a good descriptor. But I think if it's missing the kind of the genre, you know what I mean? That's tricky. That's a trickier one. Amy's also playing in the band this year. So she's double dutying, which is throwing me a little bit as well.
Okay, so I've got some tracks to play here.
Yes.
From some of the artists that are featuring in this show, which is at that wonderful venue. I haven't been to this venue. I believe you're supposed to say it, Hoop Toon.
You're supposed to say Whakamana Cannabis Museum, which is their current sobriquet, I guess.
Yes.
But yes.
Is it a good venue?
It's a stunning space. It's amazing, sort of like Masonic Hall. It's kind of like, you know, it's like town hall character vibe, but a bit more intimate, but still with the scale. I don't know. I really love it.
Yeah, it's a beautiful
building.
The facade is stunning.
I believe
it used to be a church.
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
And it is off Pitt Street in Beresford Square.
Yeah.
And it's that building that does look like a Masonic lodge.
Yeah.
But the Whakamana Cannabis Museum is inside it, which is open to the public. You can go in and check it out at various times.
Wednesday to Sunday, I think. Tuesday to Saturday.
So you've got three nights, Tuesday the 4th, Wednesday the 5th, and Thursday the 6th of November. I think that I had a look at the ticket sales and Thursday sold out.
I think the concessions sold out for Thursday, but Thursday will be close to selling out, yeah, for sure.
Okay. So anyway, let's get back to the music and some of the tracks that have been picked out.
None of these are the songs that will be performed, but...
The artists.
Because those are largely unreleased. So.
Okay, yeah. So this is Damn Native.
Yes. Yeah.
When was the last gig Damn Native played?
Might have been Others Way.
The Others Way, yeah.
Yeah, he played right after us. I was playing with Princess Chelsea, and he was right after us, so I kind of got to say a brief hello. But the reissue of that record was a total revelation for me. I had no idea about it and was obsessed. It was incredible stuff.
And stylistically, what's happening with the in the Exploding Rainbow Orchestra?
No idea.
I don't know.
I'll find out on Monday.
Right. Okay, this is Damn Native and no formal training.
Season pro blush. We took the next step to independence, new residence, where circumstances change inside your final. Stability is elusive like gold inside of a rainbow. Got me singing, ah, who stole my soul? After all the pain and misery encountered and endured at the age of 17, a case of sink or swim, when the walls of my life started caving, ah, rebelled against the system. I need to find a way out, breathe the fresh air and touch the blue sky. I saw my life flash before my eyes, all the sadness and madness caught up in dark ages. Salvation sword, I found it in rampages, detonated emotions fueled with rage. From deep inside you couldn't stand my pain, and catch the tears as they roll off my cheeks. You're catching tears. Shouldn't have to mess around with shit.
I'm trying to do my thing without all the politics.
No formal training. Mess around with shit.
I'm trying to do my thing without all the politics.
No formal training. No formal training.
Buying textbooks is like buying music equipment, only more expensive. Or rack it and deal with the consequences. Each page written today, an essay of selected words, mainly of what's been seen, felt, or heard, and for exams. Well, every time the mic is in my hand, or autobiography, my geography is where I stand. No formal training. I should have gone to tech so you give me respect. Instead, I take matters into my hands and use my head. Talent amounts to nothing if you're gonna get fame. Clearly specify your goals and don't get caught up in the maze. My lecturer is life experience, travel the homeland, creator on vacancies, patiently waiting for no man. No man.
Shouldn't have to mess around with shit. I'm trying to do my thing without all the politics.
No formal training.
Mess around with shit. I'm trying to do my thing without all the politics.
No formal training.
Shouldn't have to mess around with shit.
No formal training.
Shouldn't have to mess around with shit.
No formal training.
Damn Native, and yes, it's called No Formal Training, and my guest is Josh Worthington Church for the Exploding Rainbow Orchestra. You're the conductor.
Yes.
You very ably manage that.
Oh, thank you. That's kind, because I'm not trained, and I'm maybe slightly self-conscious about it.
You don't look self-conscious. Yeah. Sure. Okay, so if you've never been, yes. If somebody's listening, they've never been to this experience, what do they expect when they go to one of these gigs?
I think they expect. I hope what they'll get is a.
Yeah, I should have said what do they get.
Yeah,
expectation was.
I can't speak for what people expect. Right. I suppose, but I think.
What can they expect?
I think what they can expect is a broad cross section of New Zealand's music output, stylistically. You know, voices and all of that sort of stuff, filtered through a lens of psychedelic maximalism, as many different instruments as we can pull together, you know, the scale of that, the magnitude, and just in a sort of eruption of celebratory joy and appreciation of music.
Yeah, colour and joy.
Yeah.
Hey, so for the artists themselves, when you you say, hey, will you, damn native, will you come and play, be part of these gigs in November?
Yes.
What's the process for them? Do they provide you with a new track?
Ideally, but it's not a hard and fast. Yeah, well, I mean, what we ask for is something unreleased.
Yeah.
And it's not always, like a couple of the songs this year are released songs, but it's the reason that's the ask is I quite like there not to be baggage. You know, like say the one that you'd come to if we'd done Anchor Me with Don. I love Anchor Me. It's a beautiful song. I would have no problem performing that song. It'd be a privilege, but a lot of baggage with that song. And if you have to hand that off to somebody to do an arrangement, there's a lot of baggage there. Audience expectations.
What do you mean by baggage?
You know, that song already means a lot to people. Oh, I see. They already have, you know, they already have attachments to certain aspects of it. And I think, you know, what I ideally want from the arrangement process. So, sorry, I may be getting ahead. They'll send a demo, which will be a varying, you know, for a lot of people, just the way they work, a demo means a pretty polished, put together, you know, whatever their album they're working on or something like that, it'll be from that. Some of them are scratchy phone recordings, which are kind of my favorites. And then someone in the orchestra, I'll sort of divvy them out based on what I know people are interested in and specific requests and things like that. And they will go away and reimagine it for, you know, an ensemble that's got strings, brass, horns, you know, a rock ensemble, backing vocals, all of that sort of stuff.
That's a big wow.
Yeah.
That's one task.
I want that to be quite transformative. And that's harder when there's, you know, it's scarier to take on something that you know people have real attachments to and
yes,
real
understood.
Associations with, rather than something that's, if it's totally fresh.
Yeah, it'd be like going to, you know, where somebody does a cover of something, which is
yeah.
A little bit.
Yes, it's sort of uncoverable, maybe. Yeah, exactly. Yes. Or that. It's I don't know. It's just less fertile ground, I feel.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's why the and also, I think, you know, with stuff like this, there's sort of two roads. You can either nostalgia trade, which is a very lucrative way of going about this stuff, where, you know, it's like everybody loves this thing, so we'll do that thing because everybody loves it, we already know that. Or you can celebrate the fact that by and large, or like all of these songwriters are still
viable.
Yeah, they're still working. They're still.
That's a great mindset. I think it's great. Rather than just say, look, we're just going to trade off on something you did in the past.
Yeah, exactly.
For all of these artists to be presenting something new is not just good for the audience, but it's good for the artist.
Yeah. That, yes, exactly. I just feel it makes the whole thing a bit more worthwhile and rich.
Okay, so. So how many in that lineup of vocalists do you have? 6, 9, 12?
It's 12 this year.
12, okay.
Yeah.
And sophisticated soulful songstress.
Crystal Chen
will be there. And, you know, well, have you heard the demos? Do you hear the demo?
Yes, I've heard them.
And are you going to give us a little insight into this one, or you can't remember?
Nope.
No, okay. Fair call. Okay. This is Crystal Chen with The Forecast, which won't be happening.
No. But I just really love this song. I love the whole album's gorgeous. This is a really stunning, impressive effort. But this is kind of the heavy cut on this record, and I really like it for that.
See Crystal Chen perform with the Exploding Rainbow Orchestra November 4th, 5th, and 6th at Whakamana Cannabis Museum.
BFM and Crystal Chen, and it's 6 minutes to 10, and that is for your gig is showing. The gig that we're talking about is the Exploding Rainbow Orchestra, and Josh, tell us again where it's going to be.
It's at the Whakamana Cannabis Museum, formerly Hopetown Alpha.
Oh, is it not called Hopetown Alpha now?
I don't know if the building is called Hopetown Alpha or what the... That's interesting. I'm not really sure. I'll talk to them.
Oh man, it doesn't really matter.
No, but yeah.
But either with the pillars.
Yeah, I only mention Hopetown in case some people remember it as such.
It's got a big sign at the top.
Yes, yeah, it definitely
some
does.
Sort of weird hybrid male female.
Yeah, that's right.
Icon thing.
Yeah.
Right,
anyway, it's there. It's behind the Pitt Street, the train station that's gone up.
Okay, so it's the 25th of October. So this is.
It's about a week and a half
week
away.
And a half
just
a,
under.
Half away. Tuesday the 4th of November, yes. Wednesday the 5th, and Thursday the 6th. So three nights.
Three nights.
So is it always gone over several nights?
This is the most nights. The last couple have been two nights. But yeah, we just have too much fun doing it.
Yeah, and how are your ticket sales going?
It's been good. Yeah. You know, we could do with a few more though if people are sounding like they might be interested.
Yeah, so you can get waged and unwaged tickets, obviously.
Yes, yeah. And there's no, it's not, you know, we're not means testing or anything like that. It's just if people, you know, it's, I mean, it's...
means testing.
Oh, right, you know.
At the door.
Yeah. Right. We're not checking, you know, community services cards or anything like that. It's just like we recognize, you know, I mean, $60 for a full price is still, I think, pretty affordable for a ensemble of this size.
Yeah, and the experience that you get, because it is an experience.
It's definitely an
experience.
It's
not your normal gig.
No, I don't think so.
It's a great one for a night out to actually go. It's theatrical. It's got all of the everything.
It's
combined.
A pretty immersive, and I think this year is going to be the most theatrical. I think it's going to be the most expansive format, and possibly the broadest lineup stylistically. I'm pretty chuffed and really, really excited for it.
And I bet all those artists bring all their crew as well, do they?
I hope so.
Right. I guess Joss Worthington Church for Exploding Rainbow Orchestra, you're the conductor. Do you have to do anything specifically to get ready for your part in the show?
I should probably be lifting weights is what I should be doing. Because what I forget this every year and then I come to do this. Conducting means holding your arms up for an hour straight and moving them, and I'm not that fit, so I come to do it and literally about 20 minutes into the show my shoulder is dropping off, so I should work out for this is what I should do.
But got very long.
Look, right. I've gotten through it every time, I will again, but for future I should be really preparing my body more.
How long is the show?
About an hour.
Yeah, okay. So when do you get to work out what you're doing with the orchestra as the conductor?
I guess our first rehearsal is this coming Monday, so that's probably
first
when
time.
A lot of that'll be when a lot of that happens. I mean, we've had the songs for a while, and it'll just be a matter of I'll look at all the music this weekend on paper and get a sense of what's happening, and then it's just from there. To be honest, the conducting, I tend to think it's quite superfluous. I have a feeling that the band can actually take care of themselves. Some of them disagree with me. They tell me I'm really quite important, but I think that they're just trying to make me feel better.
No, they're all looking at you.
Yeah, but
for direction.
No, they know. At certain points, certainly, but largely, you know, they're playing what's on the page and they're listening. Which is, that's more important than me going like that.
I don't think you're just flapping your arms indiscriminately. I think you're actually...
Sometimes. Only sometimes. Only sometimes.
Okay, Joshua, I'm going to lead you into genre-bending, glitchy art pop multi-instrumentalist.
Lee. Yes. Yeah, very excited. I hadn't heard about Lee prior to putting the lineup together for this. And this was the first song I found when I searched her music up, and it absolutely tickled me.
Righto. So, Lee, part of the 12-artist lineup and the 35-piece psychedelic orchestra, playing at the Whakamana Cannabis Museum.
Yes.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, what dates did I say?
November 4th, 5th and 6th.
5th and 6th.
Tickets from MoshTicks.
MoshTicks, and you can go on Under the Radar and have a look and get the link there.
Yes,
if you want
absolutely.
To know more about it. Okay, we're going to play Lee. Good luck with the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And the rehearsals.
Yeah.
And you can go back to bed now. You can officially go back to bed. Let's play Lee and, hope to see you at the gig.
Yeah, thank you.
Here we go. March of the Cucks.
You while I'm warming her up, I look like every other girl that you ever would have fucked. Now I got your girl hair wifing me up. Left, right, left, right. It's the March of the Cucks. I confuse you while I'm warming. ever would have fucked. Now I got your girl and your wife. Left, right, left, right. It's the march of the cucks.